Game on 2FM.
With Gillette. Great performances begin with a comfortable close shave from Gillette. Gillette, making men's lives just that little bit easier.
Game
on 2FM.
Now, welcome back to Game On.
Okay, that was my fault.
No, it was actually my fault.
Okay.
I forgot to put the fader up. I was getting so excited because I knew we were going to talk about Liverpool next.
That's it. You just cut straight to it. That desk, though. The desk. Oh, my goodness.
Now,
I have nightmares over it.
Yeah, there's a lot of buttons, all right. I'll get there in the end. Fergal Brennan joins us from Anfield. The big game of the night. Liverpool will be hoping for another famous night in Anfield as they bid to get to the quarterfinals of the Champions League. They just have to see off Atletico. Fergal, before we get out into the match, I'm just curious about the atmosphere there and the availability of tickets and things like that, because a few friends of mine had went over without tickets and they all seemed to got them. So are people staying away?
Yeah, I think from a home perspective, there will be certain fans that will be looking to maybe give this one a miss and watch it at home, given obviously the growth of concern over coronavirus and restrictions that have been put in place. But in terms of the Atletico Madrid fans, there doesn't seem to be any dampening of their appetite for this one. They're here in force. They've been in the city the whole day. Obviously, lots of videos circulating on social media of them on the way up to Anfield in the last half an hour or so. So I think from an away point of view, Atletico Madrid look to have filled their quota. In terms of Liverpool and the home fans, it'll still be a full house. It'll still be a huge atmosphere, as it always is. But I would say there will be a portion of fans that will be thinking, I might just sit this one out to be on the safe side.
Yeah, Fergal, obviously Liverpool chasing a 1-0 lead to Atletico. But good news earlier on today that there's thoughts that Jordan Henderson might be fit again for tonight's big game.
Yeah, Jurgen Klopp's normally quite cagey about these things in his press conference, but he normally, when he has a bit of a glint in his eye, you know that he's quite pleased about something. And I'd be fairly confident that Henderson will come back into the team tonight. Andy Robertson as well. Obviously, he missed the Bournemouth game at the weekend with a slight injury. He should play. I'd imagine it'll be exactly the same team as played in the first leg. The only change being Adrian coming in goal in place of Alisson, who's out for another 2 weeks. I would expect all the big hitters to be back in. Joe Gomez at centre-half alongside Virgil van Dijk. Goalkeeper will be the only change. Liverpool will be really, really going for this one.
So, Fergal, the team is probably going to be the same, but will their approach to the game be different? Because I think the result the last time, it took everybody a bit by surprise.
It did. And for me, I think they kind of sleepwalked into the trap that Atletico left for them. Obviously, all the talk at the end of the game was how Atletico did this and kind of played within the fine lines of the rules of the game. And Liverpool, I think, have woken up to that. How they weren't prepared for that for the first leg, I don't know. I think that's something that they need to learn from. I don't think they'll fall into that trap again tonight. But that being said, Atletico Madrid are so organised, so capable of executing the plan that the manager puts out, that it could potentially already be gone.
What about Anfield, though? The Anfield factor and what Liverpool are capable of. How big a role will that play tonight?
Huge, as it always does. Obviously, last season, the turnaround against Barcelona, the crowd played an enormous part. And it always plays an enormous part. Obviously, I've mentioned before, there's going to be a certain section of fans that might stay away from the game tonight. But it will be loud, it will be passionate, it always is. But Atletico Madrid are not a team and not a set of players, and particularly the manager, to be overawed by that. I think there are teams that have come to Anfield in the past and have really struggled with that. I'm not saying that Atletico Madrid are beyond not being affected by that, but they certainly won't be cowed by the atmosphere. The Wander's extremely loud. The Vicente Calderon, where they previously played, was known as almost a Spanish Anfield in that sense. Incredibly difficult to go. Big high stands, and the home fans would make it really, really difficult for any visiting team. So it will play a factor in helping Liverpool, but I don't think it will play a factor in affecting Atletico Madrid.
And then with that, Fergal, the pressure can mount, can it? Like, if they have a plan like they did the last time, Toe Fox, Liverpool, you could see, you know, it's tough in Anfield, but the crowd maybe just add into the pressure and it getting on top of them.
Potentially, yeah. And listen, it's as cliche as anything, but the first 10, 15 minutes are absolutely massive because there is no pressure on Atleti in that sense. Liverpool are expected to win this game from the home fans' point of view, despite the first leg result. And as you say, if there's a few misplaced passes or a chance or two missed, that pressure will go up with every 5, every 10-minute spell that it does. And that will play right into Atletico's hands because they'll have their plan in place and that won't change. Even if they go 1-0 down early on, Atletico will not change the way they play because they're so confident in containing teams and carrying a forward threat to just get one goal, one goal, obviously an away goal tonight, could be more than enough to see them through. Diego Simeone is well able to implement that, and so are his players.
Thomas Partey is a big part of everything that they do. How will Liverpool contain him tonight?
I think it has to be done as a group. I think if you go man for man against this Atletico Madrid team, you're going to find yourself with real problems. He kind of gets overlooked, considering that some of the other players in that team, obviously Saul Niguez, who scored in the first leg, and João Felix, who would expect to be back from injury. He's had a rest this weekend, Thomas Partey, who's suspended for their game against Sevilla. But he's so quick, he's so powerful on the ball, that as a midfield group, Liverpool needs to look to contain him. If they just say to Jordan Henderson to track him, for example, that won't be enough, because he's got such good running power and he links up so well with the forward players that there needs to be a collective effort to stop him. Because if they don't, if he finds himself with that little channel of room to run into, he could cause big, big problems.
When watching Liverpool, especially in Europe, I feel that there's always a hero. Somebody always saves the day or steps up or pops up. Do you think this time it might be Mo Salah? He seems like he's almost back to his best.
Yeah, he was good at the weekend against Bournemouth. There still seems to be little bits when his head does seem to drop a bit if he misses a chance or two. Mane's obviously kind of been there the majority of times this season to score that goal or create that moment to get Liverpool through a game. But I think the best way to get a result from Atletico Madrid is not to look to play into their system and put balls into the box or look to trying to play through the lines, because they'll just block you out of the game. You will need that little moment of intelligence or spark in and around the box to drop the shoulder, give yourself a little angle to get shot off. And Salah's probably the most capable in this Liverpool team of doing that. But it's all about attitude tonight. The Atletico Madrid defenders won't give him a minute's rest, mentally or physically. He needs to keep himself in the game right the way up until the final whistle, because a chance could come at any stage. And if he's not in the right mind frame, Atletico Madrid won't give him anything easy.
Another big game tonight, one that we haven't, we barely remembered it actually. I don't know why. I don't know why that would happen. But PSG and Dortmund are playing as well. And huge for PSG, really, just given their record. They've never successfully overturned a first leg deficit in a Champions League knockout match. So the stats aren't really with them.
No, and that showed in the first leg. Obviously, Erling Haaland was the big story, two goals, and he just continues to roll on and roll on. And it's the same story almost again for PSG as it has been in previous seasons. Huge names in the team, real stars that you think, how is this not working? But when you put them together as an 11 and you put them in a pressurised situation, it all seems to fall apart. And I think this situation against a Dortmund side that are doing brilliantly in the Bundesliga, lots of young, exciting players, pace, energy in all the right areas, against a PSG team that's quite disjointed. Yeah, they've got the likes of Neymar, Kylian Mbappe's been past fit earlier this morning, but there doesn't seem to be that cohesion of getting the ball between the phases of play, between the positions on the pitch, and creating chances to score goals. Whereas Dortmund are very, very slick in everything they do. PSG, for me, still look just as disjointed as they have done in the last two, three, maybe even four seasons.
Fergal, this is one of the games that we're going to start getting used to seeing, being played behind closed doors. PSG not having the advantage of 48,000 supporters. Do you think it'll have an effect on the game?
I do. As I said with the Liverpool game, obviously fans play a role in all of this, and PSG are at home looking to overturn a first leg defeat. This will cause issues for them, because they are going to need every little help they can get. As I say, despite the star quality they've got, they need something to kind of bind them all together. And very often, a loud home support on a big European night can be that thing. If that thing's then taken away from you, that's another maybe 5, 10% of your performance that's just been removed.
Fergal, just a quick word before we let you go on Spurs. And in The Guardian today, Jonathan Liu asked the question, actually, is it time to bid farewell, not to a Champions League campaign, but also to a team, an era and an idea? What do you reckon?
I think it's a bit of a stretch. I see where he's coming from, particularly given the age of some of the players. They've got quite a few players that are approaching 30 or over 30. But I almost think they've kind of made their bed at the moment. The big ones are the start of the season when Jan Vertonghen and Toby Alderweireld were given brand new contracts. Both of them are over 30. The idea then was keep these experienced players and look to build a team for the short term. Because that hasn't happened, because of a variety of reasons, now the kind of calls for a massive overhaul might be a little bit too quick off the mark. I see why Spurs fans are obviously frustrated. Mourinho is not exactly inspiring confidence with his performances, with his results. But it's very difficult to just tear up an entire squad. There is still the bones of a really, really good team there. I just think the right experienced players need to be kept, and you need to be very firm on the experienced players that are no longer offering what's needed at the level that they're pushing for.
Fergal, thanks so much for joining us on Game On. Enjoy the match. I know Marie would swim over there to to get to see it.
Game On 2FM.